Hare Krishna, we're here in the beautiful New Brijadam. Arrived yesterday, late morning, although it's cool to cold. Seems like the last cold weather, and it's coming from the north with cold north wind. Before spring really sets in, and I'm really hoping that we do get a spring and it just doesn't turn to summer all of a sudden. But flowers are everywhere, and although at night we're close to freezing, hopefully we won't, otherwise that'll cause havoc again with our fruit growing and harvest. And this morning with interest, Radha Shyam. And read from Srimad Bhagavatam with the devotees. Topic was the Kumaras having cursed Jai and Vijay, now coming face to face with Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan's words to them, and now their prayers and words to the Lord. And the very nice verse today was about how with his sweet words and worship, the Lord protects the Vaishnavas and the Brahmins, predominantly the Dvija, which also means the Vaishyas and Kshatriyas, as well as the Brahmins, but especially the Vaishnavas. And this is the system, evam pravartitam chakram. This is the way in which Srila Prabhupada describes how Krishna created the material world. The material world is a very precisely designed, we use the word mechanism, and as with all mechanisms, it works in a certain way. When you don't use it in that way, when you don't employ the parts of the mechanism as they're meant to, then the end result is chaos. And that's what Srila Prabhupada talks about, that if Brahmins are not maintained, and Vaishnavas especially, then society falls apart. And of course Krishna refers to that in the Bhagavad Gita. Sakalini hamhata mahata yogonasta parantapa. That this type of dissolution of social structure is a common phenomenon in the material world because history repeats itself and people do the same foolish things over and over again. It's hard for them not to fall a victim to their mind and senses and their speculative theories on social structure, politics, and what have you. But and while those ideas may work temporarily, in the long run they don't, because they don't fit into Krishna's plan. So every piece is important, a piece of the puzzle. Well, let's say in this case, a piece of the machinery. Maybe you can do without it for a while. Maybe a car can run without this screw or that bolt or that piece for a while. It may not run well, but ultimately it breaks down. We all know that. Ultimately it will break down. Similarly, when we don't employ this material world or don't have all the different elements or parts in place for leadership, ultimately the machinery breaks down. And of course, people point to the fact, well, it works, it's working. It is working, but how's it working, and for how long is it going to work, and what type of results is it generating? So, of course, there are many elements to a divinely, to realizing the divine structure of the Lord. But in this verse, and in Srila Prabhupada's purport, this is what was emphasized. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. And then, of course, Go Brahmanya. And that's another aspect. But the respect and worship of Brahmanas, of Vaishnavas, and Prabhupada points out that happens with sweet words. It happens with giving donations according to one's means. And this is the way in which one fulfills the plan of the Lord. Krishna has a plan. Of course, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we also have this concept of devotee care. Not the concept, we have a program, and we have a ministry, and as it should be, and that devotee care is expressed by ensuring that devotees have everything what they have, which is difficult actually for a spiritual organization, because that's also not how Krishna structured things. It should be the leaders of the world who have all the wealth, who provide for devotees. In the absence of that, it's going to be very difficult, for instance, for ISKCON to simply care for all of its members. It may succeed to a certain degree, but ultimately for that to really work, it requires much more serious support. But when that pravartitam chakram, when that system is in place, then all auspiciousness comes, because the mechanism, we call it the blessings of the Lord, but the mechanism is properly functioning, and it gives the proper result, and that makes everyone, be they the actual beneficiary, Brahmins, Dvijas, and Vaishnavas, or even those who are not spiritual believers, but recognize that they have to follow a system that's outlined by the Lord. Well, not believers, because obviously they then believe, but at least they're not very serious practitioners or followers. And Srila Prabhupada makes this point, that whereas every member of society is important, the Dvijas are the most important, amongst the Dvijas the Brahmins are most important, amongst the Brahmins the Vaishnavas are most important. And that's a point that sometimes in our democratically geared mindset, we tend to forget, that while devotees are equal, and while people are equal according to their particular roles, according to their realization, according to their place in society, there's also a difference, and they're considered to be, some are considered to be, in Srila Prabhupada's words, more important than others. So difference should be there, and equality should also be recognized. Both things should go on. And when that's there, then also the Krishna consciousness movement also thrives. Although it's difficult for us to really fully realize the potential unless we get serious backing and support from members of the leadership elite, when they actually take care of the needs and necessities of Vaishnavas. Why? Because they've dedicated their lives in search of and service of the absolute truth. And that's something that should be valued. Why is it valued? Because that's the ultimate purpose of the human form of life. And by setting the example for that, others are also encouraged to follow the same program, at least in their way. Okay, we're going to just stop over here and get ready. We're having a conference between myself here in New Rajadam and Saki Devidas, the artist in Germany, and Akrishna Das, art director in Australia. The wonders of modern technology, and we're going to be discussing the artwork for Damodar Leela book, which I'm desperately trying to sometimes edit, sometimes rewrite, because it needs a lot of work. Beautiful pictures, anyway, but that's for a little later on down the road, for Kartik, when devotees can read about Mother Yashoda and her son, Hare Krishna.